Okay, and I'd just like to welcome everybody to today's teleseminar featuring James Numb. A lot of you may have participated before in the Consulting Apprentice Challenges or the current Battle of the Consulting Apprentice Challenge that's going on right now, and you may have been mentored by James. James has been a very popular mentor in the Consulting Apprentice Challenge, and one of our favorite things I think about you, sir, is that you speak on a very down-to-earth, easy-to-understand style that just makes it very easy to implement the information that you give us. So I want to say welcome to you today. We're just so pleased to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Hello, everybody. Just wanted to, again, my name is James Tom. And I always start by saying that it's an honor to be here with you guys, talking to you guys. And I'm very excited to talk to you about the different strategies that we could have for events and events for profit and retention. Now, I always say this, anything that we say is what we do in our school, and it doesn't necessarily mean that I want you to do the exact same way. I'm sure you could get either a few ideas or many more ideas, or you could go ahead and tweak my ideas, make it even better. In that case, hey, give me a call or write me an email, and I'd love to know about it. You know, my main thing is I love being a student. I love learning, and it's constant and never-ending. So, again, I love networking with other people to make whatever I have even better.
Okay. Sir, may I interrupt you for just one moment?
Sure.
I apologize. You got softer in your voice. Is it possible? I've got a few people saying they're having trouble hearing.
Oh, okay.
Is it possible just to be a little? Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. The loud as you want to go with us is even better.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to go right to the point. Events for profit and retention. Now, a couple of key points to remember is events need to do three things. And I learned this from Master Bill Clark from ATA. And, you know, three things that needs to happen in an event is, number one, it needs to generate income from the event itself. Number two, generate enrollment. And number three, it needs to generate equipment sale. Now, generating income obviously means you charge for the event, whether it's $20 for a seminar or $30 for a seminar, you need to make money from the seminar itself or the event. Number two, generate enrollment. Of course, you want to sign people, okay, during that time. And number three, you want to generate equipment sales. You want to have a special on, hey, you know what, we're having a special on Target today because we're having a Target seminar. And you go ahead and generate income through that. Okay? And also, another key point is, you need to have events all the time, and it needs to be consistent. I know a while ago, I used to have events from, you know, once every 2 months, or maybe once every 3 months, and some would do really good, and some would not, but I think it's going a lot better now that I have an event going on virtually every week. It's kind of hectic, but it is a good kind of hectic. It's an organized, systemized hectic, which is a good thing, okay? So it needs to be done all the time and consistently. And there's no one magic bullet. I know you heard this many times. There's no one magic bullet that's going to get you 50 students into the door. The trick is to have, you know, it's all about numbers. You know, if you want 50 people coming into your door, you need to have 50 events. Then you have 50 people coming in. Or if you, every time you have an event, you have 2 people signing up for a contract, then you need to have 25 events. If you want 50 people and you have 5 people coming in every month, you have 10 events per month. Now, that's the logic that you want to use. It's all a numbers game, okay? Now, I'm just going to write now a list of events that we do at our school. And I try to think of as many as possible, and, well, here we go. Number one, sleepover. Sleepover, you guys know they come in and they stay from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I go ahead and list everything? And if you have a question about how I exactly do it on each one, then you could actually go ahead and ask me during the question because I have quite a few. So let me go ahead and list them right over. Number one, sleepover. Number two, movie night. Number three, parents night out. Next one, kids game night. Next, picnic. Next, parents' hold'em night. Parents' bowling night. Swimming parties. Men's self-defense seminars. Women's self-defense seminars. Men's Israeli safe self-defense seminars. Adult boot camp. Target seminars. Coach or kid seminars. Form seminar. Sparring seminars. Conditioning seminars. Summer camp. Help your community day. Ninchup seminars. Eskrima seminars. Or any types of weapons seminars. Kids grappling seminars. Adults grappling seminars. Police officer seminars. Bully buster seminars. Anti-kidnapping seminars. Levels 1, 2, and 3 on the anti-kidnapping seminars. Brazilian jiu-jitsu seminars. Mixed martial arts seminars. Ice skating night. Roller skating night. Real estate seminars, 401k seminars, mutual fund seminars, CPR seminars, earthquake awareness seminar, fire awareness seminar, ask a professional day, setting goals seminar, leadership seminar, Daisy Troops or Boy Scout earn your badge day, ice cream days, Balloon Artist Day, Buddy Days, and I think those are the ones that we do the most in our school. And that's, I think that's what we have planned for rest of the year. So later on, if you have questions on regarding how to do these things, then I could go ahead and answer them for you, because I'm sure that everybody, you don't want to want me to start listing out all the things that we do here. It'll just take forever to list on what the content of each one of these things are. And one thing to remember when we're doing these seminars is the guest, try to have a guest instructor or you have to dress differently or have a different venue. It's always good to have something different instead of, you know, wearing your usual uniforms and then things like that. You know, I try to get as many guest instructors to come as much as possible. Now, whether it may be my friend or somebody that I know that's good at something or just anything, or through my friends I get to know somebody else, or whatever it needs to do, try to get a guest instructor to cover these things. Okay? Now, I'd like to go ahead and teach you the steps on exactly on what you need to do in order for you to what we do in order for us to get these things started. Because a lot of times, the problem for me was, well, I know there's a sleepover. I know people do movie nights, but, well, what exactly do you do? What are the steps of getting these things started? What makes it successful? Because I know everybody has sleepovers, everybody has movie nights, everybody has parents' night out. Well, what makes those who are successful when they do the exact same thing that everybody else does? And these are the steps that I realize that we really you need to go ahead and work with. Number one, decide on these are the steps, by the way. Decide on an event. The first thing you need to do is you need to decide, okay, well, what do I want to do? In our school, we actually have events listed throughout the year. So it's not our staff get together and go, okay, what do we want to do now? I write down every single Saturday virtually, there's something going on, and I write them down. And it's in our staff calendar, and we let them know, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. So that way, they're not surprised at what we're doing, and even without me telling them to go ahead and do this event, they have a system. They have a checklist that they have to go through in every event, and it's done without me having to constantly nag them about, is this done or is that done? So, number one, decide on an event and try to have a calendar that you list all the events so that you don't go through the same headaches every month or every week. Number two, decide on a date and time and how long. We usually do it on a Saturday because that's when people are less busy and they can go ahead and attend. So, date and time, you could choose maybe a Saturday at 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. or 11 p.m., and how long. Usually with the kids, we do anywhere about an hour to hour and a half, and then usually with adults, we do about 2 hours on a lot of different seminars. Number three, create a checklist for preparation. Now, this is very important because, you know, even if you're one of the smartest guys, I know you guys are, but you're going to forget on a couple of steps. So it's very important that you create a checklist for all the things that you remember. What would be on my checklist, like the equipment that I need for the seminar, ordering food, pizza, or drinks, having a sales team who's working that day to sell the programs, or who's working on the sales team for equipment so that they could go ahead and sell equipment, items to be sold, venue, breaking boards, which instructors are working that day. And there's so many little things that I could list. I mean, I list everything from A to Z on just anything and everything at all that I could think about. And then I just check them as I go through. So that's very important. And one of the most important things that you need to put on your checklist is have your liability forms ready. And liability forms does two things. It's going to, number one, of course, you need to have them sign it so you don't get sued. Or number two, it's going to have all their information so that if new people come in and they're actually doing it and they're friends of the students or the friends of the parents or whoever, they have the liability form. They have to put their name, address, phone number, email, all the information so that you could have a lead later on so you could go ahead and get them into the program or send them different things. We'll talk about that later, but again, it's very important that you have those, you have a space for them to fill out in the liability form. Okay, their name, phone number, cell phone number in case of an emergency, mom and dad, email address, and website, you know, whatever information you could get, okay? Number four, create a checklist for curriculum. Now, I know you created a checklist for your preparation, what you need to get and the things that you need, but number four, you need to create a checklist for your curriculum. Well, decide what and how you're going to teach it. Okay? Now, let's say you're doing an adult self-defense seminar. What are you going to cover in that class? Everything, to this day, even after, you know, 15 years of teaching, I like to always have an outline of what I'm going to teach for my advanced classes, Masters Elite, and different classes. Because, you know, that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So I always have an outline of exactly what I want to teach. And things don't go exactly the way, you know, I planned it, but you know what? It goes a lot better, and I know exactly what I want to do. So you need to go ahead and create a checklist for the curriculum. You want to cover for adult self-defense. You want to stretch them, and you want to warm them up. What kind of warm-ups do you want to do? You know, do you want to make them run in a circle? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And work them out a little bit. Teach them the technique of the day. We usually stick with two things. And then also, at what part do I want to talk about the benefit without sounding like I'm trying to sell them something? And then that's the cue for my sales teams to go out and take advantage of the special that we have, and they go around asking on if they are interested. Okay? Number five, decide on what special that day that you're going to have, or a special enrollment price that you're going to have for the new students that joins in for the program, along with what special price for the equipment that you're going to have, and also you need to also find out how much you want to charge for the event itself. Okay? Now, in our school, just to give you an example, we don't charge too much. Like, I know a lot of other schools charge a lot more than we do, but, you know, this is what we charge. In our school, we charge $20 for sleepovers. We charge $10 for movie nights. We charge $150 per week on summer camps, but we have early bird specials that they could save a lot of money. And if they sign up a certain amount, then they also get a discount. And usually about $20 to $30 on seminars. We do have free seminars that we give, like the fire safety seminar or ask a professional. They like things like that. We do it for the students for retention. Now, Why is that important than, you know, just generating income sometimes? Because in a sense, it is generating you income. It is making your bottom line, you know, it is making you money just because of the fact that when your current students are happy and they're coming to the seminars or they learn something, they feel like, hey, you know, wow, this school offers, you know, they get to talk to firemen and talk about safety and what to do in case of earthquakes and things like that, then it's going to add more value into your school, and they're going to appreciate that a lot more, have more fun, and that's going to ultimately keep them longer. So we do have a lot of free seminars that we do give out also. Okay. And number six, all the preparation is done, then you need to start promoting it. Minimum 1 month before the event. Okay, minimum. Very important that you start promoting it. Now, how do you promote it? Number one, well, I'm just going to list the things that we do on our school again. This is the way that we promote at our school. Our physical newsletters that we have, electronic newsletters that we send out. By the way, I use Constant Contact. I know that you guys noticed a little... They're actually formed up with Member Solutions. Great company. They're not that expensive at all. I think, you know, it's like, depending on what you want, like $10 a month or $15 a month. And we use Constant Contact, and we send out all the electronic newsletters. You get to put your logo, and it's just plug and play. Very simple. So anyway, you might want to check it out. It was well worth it. So electronic newsletters. We send emails. We have a big electronic neon sign outside of our school. We have it listed there. Lobby television. We have a DVD playing all the time that lists all the events that are going on. Posters. Posters and signs, remember, has to be done professionally. You can't just write things down like we used to with a Sharpie pen and post them up. That is just the wrong way to go. Right now, you know, there's a lot of professional companies out there that will charge you, you know, anywhere from maybe $50 to $100, depending on the size of the poster, to make it look professional, like the tournaments and a lot of different things going on. So your posters and signs have to be professionally done, okay? So posters, also signs, letter home to the parents. We use notes to the parents. We use notes attached to the testing sheets. We make a phone call to them. Hey, how are you doing? Just call to say hi. By the way, did you know that, you know, and then we do phone calls. During our 2, 4, 6, 8 calls, we make sure we mention it to the parents. Monthly calls. And, also personally, anytime I get in contact with another person, I always try to mention, you know, there's these things going on. What do you think? And, you know, whether I'm at a contract or talking to one of the parents about something else, I go, hey, by the way, did you know that we have this going on? It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Announcements after class. You always have announcements after. We always have announcements after class right after the mat chat. Okay. It only takes 1 minute, and it gets to let the parents know exactly what's going on. On our website, on our calendar section, some people have it in the front, you know, that's up to you. On answering machines, you know, after it's over, you know, thank you for calling Victor Taekwondo, where we strive on top quality instructions. You know, and then after it's all, the message is over, you say, are you excited for the exciting summer? Summer camp is coming. Be here, you know, and it gives brief instructions on, you know, how to sign up for the program and where to do it on our website. Auto calls, you know, we used to do this before. There's companies where, oh, we used to actually use Member Solutions. They have a system where you could actually record your calls and it'll go out automatically. Okay, again, a very reasonable price. And one more thing I do wanted to mention that, you know, it makes my job a lot easier when I use the event manager. I don't know if you guys have that already or not, but, all these things that you sign up for, you could just have them do it right on your internet and click onto to pay for it, and then that way they could pay for it with their credit card, and they could do it when they remember at home or 12 o'clock at night or or 6 o'clock in the morning before work, instead of having to drive all the way over and be reminded and pay for it and things like that. So event manager, I really strongly recommend it. And if you need any information about it, you could talk to any of the members at Member Solutions. I'm sure a lot of you guys already have one. And when you guys are announcing, especially at the end of the class, you need to make sure you make it sound exciting. Okay, you don't just say, oh, well, we're going to have a bowling day, or we're going to have summer camp. And, you know, if you guys like to sign up, please ask after class. That's boring. You need to let them know. We usually say, I usually go about it this way. All right, how many of you guys are ready for the summer? Yes, sir. And so, well, how many of you guys like bowling? Everybody says, yes. Yes, sir, I like bowling. And then I go, well, you're going to get an opportunity to try to beat Master Nam. You know, I'm very good at what I do. You know, I don't think I've ever been beaten. And I love an opportunity for you guys to try to beat me. How many of you guys like to beat Master Nam in bowling? And then everybody raises their hand. And I say, well, we do bowling, we go swimming, and we do this in our summer camp. It's going to be a lot of fun. And parents, by the way, when we go bowling, when we go swimming, you guys are more than welcome. You know, it doesn't matter whose butt I kick in bowling, you know, I love more the merrier. And, you know, I try to make it sound like, hey, let's just all go bowling and have a different topic that I talk about every time we do an announcement. But you want to approach it in a fun, exciting way instead of, you know, hey, we're just going to go ahead and do this. Also, one of the things that we're going to try to do this year is, I don't know if you guys know or not, but I just learned this, and I'll tell you how it goes, but they have a attendance contest where, I guess, you put everybody's name on a board, and you count their attendances, and whoever has the perfect attendance gets a little prize. So, again, I'll tell you how that goes, but, again, I thought it was a great idea. I'm going to find out more information about it, and then I'm going to try it in our classes for the summer. That way, it keeps the retention up also. Number 8, afterwards, you need to do follow-up calls. You need to make sure that, you know, somebody comes in, joins the school, or actually does an event, and then you have their information, you need to call them and do a follow-up call. And if they join to the classes, great. Then, but if they refuse to do the classes or they're busy or anything else, then you go into your re-enrollment procedures until, you know, they ask you to stop calling or they ask you to stop emailing. If you want to find out on what exactly the re-enrollment procedures are, I'd love to go ahead and talk to you about that too. Now, that's basically it. But, you know, it's important to do these events because it's going to do different things. Number one, when you have these events, kids are going to have a lot of fun. They're going to actually look forward to it. We usually have our events listed on our calendar section of our website in 2 months in advance usually, and the kids get to actually see, okay, this is what we're doing. So they actually get to look forward to it, and when it comes to big things like the sleepovers and the picnics and, you know, the Hold'em night, you know, Texas Hold'em night and different things like that, a lot of the parents like to, the kids love it, so they actually, you know, plan their plans around that instead of, you know, just kind of disregarding it. So on these events, you know, when you have it consistently, the parents and the kids will understand, oh, okay, well, there's something going on. I wonder what's going on next. And especially for summertime, a lot of people, you know, we're in a middle class, so a lot of people take vacations, but, you know, we have these key events happening at certain times so that, you know, our classes are always filled, and they want to talk about, you know, what had happened over at the sleepover, so they show up next week and talk about it with their friends. They wonder about what else was going on, and they get to hang out with their friends in these events. The parents like it because, you know, they want their kids to hang around with other kids that they know that are good and not causing a bad influence on their kids. So what better ways to accommodate them than to hold the events in your school where you know your kids are, you know, all awesome kids, and you get to actually meet their needs in that way. If I go back to real quick on the list of events, since it went a little bit faster than I had expected, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to real briefly go over what happens in each of these events that I have listed before, okay? And then we could get into details when you have questions about it. So first, we have sleepovers. On the sleepover, they come from 9 p.m. on Friday night to 9 a.m. Our sleepover's gotten so huge, you know, we don't even do any games or anything. They just come in, play on their own, bring their own video games, hang out with each other, read books, DVDs, whatever they want to do until about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then they go to sleep. We have anywhere about usually 70 kids coming home for this event every time. So with that number, you know, there's not a whole lot that we could do. Movie night. They get to actually come in, and we watch a movie. It's 3 hours long. Parents night out, basically the same thing, but we have different names for it. Movie night, parents night. You know, we could show a movie on the parents night. We could play fun games. We could do a lot of different things that you guys do in regular classes. This gives the parents opportunity to kick their kids out of the house for 3 hours. They could have it on their own with their husband or their wife. Kids game night out, dodgeball, you know, soccer, anything that you could do at your studio. Picnic, you know what that is. Texas Hold'em night, you know, it's not for money. We have a little trophy that we have for the parents that we get to rotate around. Whoever wins, it says Victorville Taekwondo Texas Hold'em champion. Okay, parents bowling night, we go bowling. Swimming party, swimming. We actually rent a swimming pool at the rec center. Not that much. It's like about $150 for 3 hours or 4 hours. Men's self-defense seminar, you know what that is. Women's self-defense seminar. Men's Israeli self-defense seminar. Adult boot camp. Work them out throughout the whole day. Teach them self-defense also. Target seminar. We teach them how to use the target. Okay, coaching your kids seminar. We teach you how to coach your kids so that they could do better forms and better kicking. Key points like bending their knees, snapping, what to emphasize on. Form seminar, we teach them how to do better forms. Sparring seminar, we have a great sparring program, so we teach on how to spar better, from how to do a proper roundhouse kick to combination and why you do certain things at certain times. Conditioning seminar, work them out. Summer camp. Summer camp is a little bit longer in explaining, but real briefly, they're here from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, we go swimming. Friday, we go bowling. Tuesday, Thursday, we go to the park, have a water gun fight or whatever they want to do. Throughout the day, it's scheduled. They come in, you know, watch movie, warm up, stretch out, fun, exciting martial art games, snack. We go into a curriculum for the day, lunch. We go to weapons, and then we go to whatever we're going to do for that day, like swimming. Help your community day. Feed the homeless. We have a car wash to raise money for the homeless. You know, right now we're helping a school, to build a school in China. Okay, so a lot of different things you could do, find out in your community. Ninja seminar, you know what that is, Eskrima, weapon, whatever you're good at. We try to have instructors come in for this. Kids and adults grappling seminars. You know, grappling, guest instructor would be great. Police officer seminar. We have a lot of parents who are police officers. And I was actually trained with, things that help the officers, like handcuffing. And instead of kicking and punching the officers, what they need the most is whatever they do, they need to cuff the people. So we teach them non-lethal ways to go ahead and use hapkido to go ahead and cuff at the end. So anyway, police officers down. Bully buster. I actually learned this from Kathy. So I don't know if she remembers or not, but I learned it a long time ago. The bully buster, anti-kidnapping seminar. I learned all this from Kathy. We do it in different levels, 1, 2, and 3. And Brazilian jiu-jitsu also. You guys know what that is. Mixed martial arts. Ice skating night, if you call your local ice skating or roller skating place, they'll let you know a group rate, and then, you know, maybe, you know, you could even rent out the whole place. That's up to you. Real estate. We have, you know, a lot of things that we do is we have parents, you know, that specialize in everything. So we actually get one of the parents in here and explain to about, you know, real estate or, you know, when you buy a house. You know, I know for some people it's just very, very simple thing. Hey, when you buy a house, you do this, this, and this. This is what you look for. But not everybody knows that. So for people who are trying to buy a house, you know, we have a real estate agent that comes in. That's one of our parents, and they'll explain to them. It benefits them and the school. Also, 401k mutual fund seminar. I'm very fortunate that my brother is one of the top guys at Merrill Lynch. So he will come in from time to time and explain to about 401ks and mutual funds and college funds and answer all the parents' questions about, you know, different financial things that they were always wondering about. CPR seminar. You know, we have a parent that does is an instructor, so he comes in. Earthquake awareness seminar. Fire awareness seminar. Invite the local fire department. They'll bring the dog, and, you know, it's a fun thing. Ask a professional day. You know, we could bring all officer, you know, we have FBI parents, we have firemen, doctors. We'll bring them all day, and they could have, like, they could ask questions, and kids could have fun with it. Setting goal seminars, you know, we teach the teenagers how to set goals and why it's important. Leadership seminars, we teach how to become leaders. Daisy Troop, Boy Scout, guys, this has been one of the best things that happened in our school. Daisy Troops and Boy Scouts. They could earn your badge at your school. At first, I didn't really think about this, but somehow I tumbled into this. And right now, we have about anywhere about five times a year, we have Daisy Troops coming in to get their badges for different things, like courage or self-defense or, you know, anti-kidnapping. And if you don't know how to do the anti-kidnapping seminar, you need to ask Kathy. She's great at it. But this thing has paid in over and over and over and again. So again, Daisy Troops, you know, if you want to find out more about it, but just to give you an example, we have about 20 to 30 Daisy Troops, kids who are about from 5-year-old to about 8-year-old, okay, girls, that come in every time we have these seminars to earn their badges. And at the end, you go through your procedure, your sales procedures. And, you know, we usually, kid you not, we usually, if you do it right, we have about, out of the 30 people that did it, about five contracts that we get from each time we do this. So, again, for some of you guys, you might think, oh, five is not a big deal. But, you know, if you ever done these events, five out of 20 to 30 kids, that's 25% enrollment, is ridiculously good. So, anyway, we have a lot more actually coming into the intro program, but you know, by the time they actually sign up for the program and do 12 months or whatever they need to do, those are the numbers I usually end up with. So we've been having real big success with this. And you got to remember, it's not just when you have a referral or when people join, it's not just about what they pay right now. Because we had Daisy Troops that joined in that told other Daisy Troops and told the other Boy Scouts, told other moms, because what do moms talk about when they get together with other moms about their kids? And we have so many referrals from this. So that five people from that 20 is not really five that enrolled. I really, really believe that out of the five, we had about 10 to 15 people. And some of them pay in full. Some of them do the, you know, buy equipment. Some of them just do events. And just, again, you can't just go, it's just five people. You have to understand that those five will bring in more. Okay? So anyway, Daisy Troop and Boy Scout, wonderful, wonderful thing. Ice cream days. You know, I just put a bunch of ice cream in our refrigerator, and we just give them out. Balloon artists. We have a, you know, you could check your balloon artists. They charge us, I believe, $200 flat for 4 hours. And they won't charge them tips. So it's very important. Don't have them charge tips to your clients, because that's just not right. So have just a flat rate. They're going to make balloons for the kids and while they leave or then coming in. And, you know, they're very good. So, anyway, you might want to check into that. Buddy days. You know, buddy days, you know, we have one. Again, with the buddy days, you have to have them consistently. We have one every month. We have a buddy day and we have a buddy event. The difference is buddy day is when you bring in your friend, they get to train for free. We do a lot of different, they train Taekwondo, and it's about an hour-long class. Buddy event is like a whole day thing. So, anyway, that's basically it. Okay, and if you guys have any questions, I'll start taking all the questions now.
Okay, well, we do have some web questions that have come in for you.
Okay.
So we'll do those first, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The first one is on your event schedule. Are you doing one event every week, or how are you scheduling those? How many do you do a month? Can you give us an overview?
Absolutely. It all depends really what my schedule is also, but you know, a lot of them my staff could do it themselves. So we try to have one every week. We try to have one every week, minimum once every 2 weeks. I believe in June we have one every week. And again, you could go on to my website, you could check out the calendar section. It's vvtkd.com.
Okay, great. So VV as in Victorville.
Yeah, Victorville, and then right. TKD, Taekwondo. And then, you more you have, better it is. And before, I never wanted to do it that way, but I know some of you guys don't have staff and you have to do it all by yourself. But, you know, you have to do these things now so that you could have staff so that they could go ahead and do it. So, you know, it's kind of a, you know, I know that you guys are working hard and it's hard for you guys, but you know what? You need to get this done. You need to get this done. Events are very, very important.
Okay, great. So that was one of the questions. Another one is, do you have a maximum number of students that you have to, you know, cap off some of the events? And I would imagine that different events probably have a different number of students that you can enroll. But I know you said your sleepover 70 is like, and that's insane. I've done one of those with 70 myself. But what are you, you know, what's your maximum number of students for some of your other events?
Okay, yeah, sleepover, I maxed out at 70. And we always have, it's always filled within the first 3 days of announcing. Movie night, we could take unlimited. Because movie night, what we do is, last time we had a movie night, we had 175 students. They brought
wow.
Yeah, 175. We have a, now keep in mind, I have a 2,000 square foot studio and with only about 1,500, not including the office, and we only have about 1,500 square foot of space on floor space. Not even, maybe 1,200 actually, to be honest with you. And we're in Southern California, so the over here rent is just ridiculous. Lease, anything is just ridiculous. So anyway, you know, I don't have this huge, insane, big studio. But if you sit people down, you could fit a big number. I found out that, like, you know, I could fit like 200 people without really a big problem. So we try to get as many people in there. You know, we haven't had more than what we can handle on the movie night. So on the movie night, we don't have a limit, but on average, it's anywhere from 75 to about 100, and, you know, about 75 to 200. We haven't reached 200 yet. But on average, about 100 to 125, I would imagine. And,
wow.
Yeah, parents' night out, you know, same thing. You know, we show a movie and we play fun different games. Only thing that I would really cap off on the thing is we on the games night, because we have 50 people, we can't really play a lot of games. So on the games night, we only do 30. And the picnic, we usually have about anywhere between 600 to 800 people coming to the picnic. Parents hold them night. We don't cap them off because we have little tables that we use, and usually we have about 30 to 40 parents show up, and then whoever ends up with the most, you know, wins. Bowling night, we usually take up half of the bowling alleys. They'll work with because, you know, you can only have five. I mean, if you have seven people in each lane, it's no fun. So we only have four people maximum, and then, you know, there's 25 lanes, and, you know, bowling night, you know, it's just ridiculous. So anyway, that and swimming party, we have to go to limited because they only allow 150 people on the swimming pool that we rent. So we limit that to 150. Self-defense seminars, we never actually, any of the seminars that we charge for, we never actually have to put a limit on, because I just get more instructors to come in. And
okay.
Then if there's more people, then it's more exciting, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I hope that answers the question. Oh, and summer camp, yes. Summer camp, definitely you do want to go ahead and do that. We limit it at 35 students per week. And we have a...
And how many instructors, I'm sorry, how many instructors do you use for 35 kids?
For summer camp?
Yes.
Just one. And, okay, let me rephrase that. I have a we have a head instructor that takes care of the everything, and then we have gold team members. We have leadership team that comes in. They know their forms. They know their, you know, materials. They're teenagers. They're 15, they're 16. They want to become instructors. We have those guys coming in to go ahead and help. So in reality, we have one instructor and we have about three leadership team members. So we have about 1-to-8 ratio. I always try to keep it 1-to-8. And they're great because, you know, to be honest with you, we have an awesome, awesome leadership program where these guys get trained 2 hours every other week, and they know exactly how to teach. From, you know, praise, correct praise to, you know, what to look for, where to touch the kids when you're asking to do different things, how to discipline them. I mean, they know the whole thing. So it's very, very easy when you have teenagers that know what they're doing. And throughout the day, it's not like we do classes back to back to back from 9 to 3. So instead of having, you know, paying for more instructors, I have one head instructor that really, really knows what he's doing and delegating everything and teaching awesome classes. And then we have the summer camp helpers, the leadership team, who, when it's time for curriculum, we divide it up and then they go ahead and teach and keep rotating them for a certain amount of period. And then when they do fun stuff, you know, they're just helping out and watching the kids. And our kids, you know, we emphasize heavily on discipline, so our kids are just really, really great. You know, we don't have to ask them not to play around or things like that. So we only need one. And then the gold team, I don't pay them. What I do is I tell them, we're fortunate we have enough leadership team members where I could rotate them around. So I say, you know what, I would like, I don't make it mandatory, I tell them I would love for you guys to gain the experience of practicing what you need to practice on another level. So I would like for you to volunteer for 2 weeks, each person, each leadership team member, volunteer for 2 weeks each and decide which weeks you want to come into for the summer camp. We're going to have a lot of fun. We'll pay for everything. And at the end of their duties at 2 weeks, they end up wanting to do more. And then at the end of the summer camp, we always have a gift for them, like a $100 gift certificate to Best Buy or American Eagle clothing store, because we can't pay them because they're 15 years old.
Right.
And 14, but that's what we give them as a gift, Disneyland passes. And they need to be compensated in some way. So that's what we do.
Okay, very good. And then that kind of ties in, your leadership team, I think, might tie in with this next question. And the question is, with so many events going on, how do you prevent your staff from burning out? It seems like they're working all the time.
Yeah, they are. They seriously are. And my mindset is this. You know, I tell my staff members, I have these different talks, and I do motivational talks, and, you know, they go to different places. But this is what I say. You know, number one, it's very important that they work. You know, instead of going to work, standing by the water cooler and talking to, you know, what happened over the weekend with your, and you're using company time. So I emphasize to my staff, every second that they're at the school, unless they're on their break time, they need to be doing something. They need to be working. They need to be motivating, praising, correcting. So anytime I put up my three fingers, they know exactly what that is. That means they're not doing one of those three things. You should be doing that on the floor every single moment that you step onto the floor. As soon as you step onto the floor, our staff is, hey, Johnny, how's it going? Hey, little Jimmy, how you been? How's your weekend? Give me a high five. Well, I love the fact that you're here today. So they're always doing that. So number one, our staff needs to be working all the time. Number two, they need to be well compensated. That's the key. When we have events, I give them a cut of everything. Everybody. You know, my head instructor that does a summer camp, I tell them, look, whatever we make off the summer camp, we'll give you 25%. You know, instead of hourly or anything else, I just say, you know what, take 25% and whatever. Then he really tries harder. And then he sees the end result. You know, he ends up making what? You know, by the end of the 8 weeks, you know, he ends up making, you know, $7,000, you know, and he's going to be very happy. He gets a little bonus by end of the, you know, 2 months. And then with that money, you know, he could take a trip or, you know, our head instructor is pretty young. He's only 23 years old. And, you know, he gets a little allowance money. And then with the events, too, whoever plans the event, I just, you know, I give him a cut. I go, you get 10%. So when we have sleepovers, you could imagine 70 times 20 equals $1,400. We give them 10%. That's, you know, $140 for them doing what? They come in, they, you know, we have a PTA, Parents Taekwondo Association. And then they do a lot of work. They order the pizza and, you know, things like that, this and that. And then You know, they get to stay overnight with the kids, hang out, play video games, and then, you know, they make $140 for that night. You know, and then if they have more experience, they've been with us for a long time, that keeps going up. You know, it goes 10%, 15%, 20%. If anybody does, the Daisy Troop, and a certain amount of kids signs up for the program, you know, the instructor gets a little, you know, kickback. So yes, he gets money. And then when they join up for the program, for the regular program, then he gets money again. You know, it could be $20. You get $5 per person who actually comes in for the intro that he gets to sign up, and then $20 for each person that signs up for the regular program. But, you know, some people might think that, hey, you know, he should be doing that anyway and this and that. But, again, you need to motivate your staff members to go ahead and do it and not to get burned out. And pretty soon when we have these events, the instructors or program director, they want to do it themselves. They want to make that extra money. And so they're just kind of fighting over what event that they want to go ahead and do.
The one that pays the most.
Yeah, exactly. So they know that, you know, sleepovers pay a lot, and they don't do anything. And they want to be here anyway. You know, with the sleepover, they want to be here anyway. So, you know, why not get paid for it? And they love doing that. And then, you know, everything also, we teach them how to have fun with everything that they do. The one thing about me, I'm sure that you guys enjoy what you do, but for me too, I really, you know, at times, honestly, I don't like going to work. I really don't. At times, I don't want to teach classes. And I'm just being honest with you guys, you know, and I get burned out at times too, but the way I try to prevent that is I do what I want in the class, and I try to have fun, you know, once in a while. I might just wear my fight shorts into my advanced class one day instead of my taekwondo full uniform and say, today we're going to be working on this. So I try to find once in a while what I want to do and then just run with it. And then try to make it really, really fun. I need to enjoy the classes, then the kids will automatically enjoy the classes. So we teach the instructors on how to have fun when they're doing this. We give them little tips and coach them so that they're actually having fun with the kids instead of thinking about, okay, I'm actually, you know, working. And then as for the seminars, we have guest instructors half of the time. So the instructors are not really doing anything. So there's that for the seminars. But we give them when we have instructors come in, I give them 50% of whatever we make. And it's anywhere between $400 to $1,000. That goes to that one person. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the reason for that is because for me, it's not just about making money in each event. My thing is going for the big thing. Like, Master's Elite program for 36 months for $8,600. Those are the bigger things, the referrals that come in, and I could generate that into a 36 month program. So these are the things that I want to go with, not making, you know, I want to share, in other words. I don't want you guys to think, oh, $400 or $500 is a small amount. I don't think that way. It's just I'm willing to give that up so that I could create an exciting program for our students so that I could have even bigger and better things. That's what I meant by it. And
sure, it's all about that retention.
Right. So that's that.
Okay, well, that definitely answers the question about how to prevent people from burning out, and I can see how those teenagers would be fighting over who gets to do what. So that's a really good idea, the way you've got that set up. We have just a couple minutes left, though. Why don't we open up the phone lines and see if anyone who's on the phone has a question today? Let me do that. Is there anybody on the phone that has a question? Okay, I guess not. So just before we close, James, how important do you think it is for everybody's students to know about all the different activities that they have set up for the summer prior to the summer starting?
Oh, that's actually an excellent question. You know, it's very, very important, you know. But you have to understand, you know, anytime you go to a store, if you see a sale sign, they always do it three times. You know, when they go in, you know, there's a big sign in the front, big sale. And then there's a sign again as you walk in. And then there's little signs wherever there's each individual rack. So I forgot what process that is, but it's actually a technique that they use because most people need to be reminded three times before they actually notice it. So just because you announce it in class, you know, they might forget about it or they might not notice it because, you know, just that's just human nature. So what we do is we try to use the same principle. You know, we have it under our neon sign. You know, we have an LED sign that we have it going on. We have it on the DVD in the school TV. We have it on our newsletter. We send emails. So each person is receiving, you know, about 6 to 7 information on the same subject over and over again. And by that time, they know. And I still have parents coming up and going, "Oh, you have some kind of event that's going on this weekend?" So it's very important that you don't just do one thing. You have to do all the time everything. And it's just crucial that they know exactly what's going on. Because if you ask your staff members, I mean, if you ask your parents, you know, since we have a big school, you know, what problem we were having was half of them didn't know what the heck was going on. They didn't know that we had an event going on, so that we use these principles so that the parents get to know, okay, exactly this, and this is going on. So that's going to be very, very, very important.
That makes a lot of sense, most definitely.
So yeah, next time you go to the store, you could, you know, yeah, I could validate what I just said. You see a sign, you always see three different signs in the front as you walk in and in each rack.
Hello?
Very good. Hi, did you have a question?
Yes, I did. I was just wondering, for Master Nam, I read on a couple of your articles and have been really impressed. I'm just now starting off at school myself. I've had it for 2 years, and I've been doing it part-time, and I'm up to 50 students. I'm thinking about jumping to full-time and trying to hit 60 students by the end of the year. Get 60 or 50 extra students by the end of the year by going full-time. I was wondering... if there's a better way of doing summer camps to just kind of get people to like notice it like right away, because I'm inside a fitness center and it seems like people aren't giving me their respect or they're thinking like, oh, you're inside a fitness center, you know, like they don't value as much as if it was a standalone building. Is there anything I can do, or?
One thing about our summer camp, I'm gonna tell you honestly, is mostly students who are already in class.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I have about anywhere between 300 right now, about 350 active members. So what you see on our website, actually, the numbers went up. We had the best year this year. So,
once you get it, what are you doing?
We're at about 350 active students. Active members, for me, I don't count students who are just paying and not coming. I don't count the students that... I count only students who are there minimum once per week. Those are my active students. So, you know, on that number, you know, it has gone up dramatically. So, for me, it's a lot easier because then I announce it. I do it internally, and 99% of the students who do the summer camps are the ones that are already in the class.
So, oh, okay.
You know,
so it's very hard.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I wouldn't really, you know, summer camp wise and announce, you know, making it go beyond that and marketing to the people who are outside, you know, I really haven't been successful to that. Because for my thing is this, you know, I learned a lot of my stuff from Master Bill Clark, and I give him a lot of credit. And for me, it's like, you know, the principle is if you ask and they say no, you ask again. And if you ask for money or any, whatever to do, and if they say yes, you ask for more. You know, so if a student, I try to find those students that the parents who are willing to, you know, that are hardcore about our school and you know, the whole 80-20 rule, 20% of your students will make you the 80% of the profit. So what I do is I find those parents, I find those students, and I upgrade them, get them into the seminars, get them into this, get them into that, so that I'm doing that, and I'm doing it internally before anything else.
Okay, well, James, I've really enjoyed, I'm sure everybody else has too, because we had some nice interaction today, your presentation on all the different special events that you run at your school, and especially the way that they can help with retention and your vision, in that you're doing those events not just to make money, but you're doing those events to build really great students and long-term students with renewals in mind. So, I'd like to thank you very much for being our guest today.
Oh, thank you.